Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is an outreach of the Christian Research Institute designed to equip believers to defend their faith and live their lives as true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. If you'd like to ask Hank a question or share your testimony of the life-changing power of Christ, then call in now. Just dial 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We kick off the broadcast today with a couple of questions. Let's talk first to Michael in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Michael.
I love your ministry. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First of all, I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for about a year and a half regularly, and really like your ministry, and I've decided to become a monthly regular support member.
Well, thank you.
And this past year, I finished up a year of great scripture engagement. I read more Bible this year than I had in the previous 18 years as a believer, and it was well worth it. Also, I memorized 178 verses.
Oh, my goodness. That is glorious.
And, yes, it was great. I love memorizing. I didn't realize I liked it. And, I mean, it's just so valuable, and I encourage everybody to try that and get into that. And specifically, I wanted to ask you, as I read the Psalms and Proverbs, I found it difficult to know how to engage them. So personally, how do you engage the Psalms and Proverbs and mine them for all they're worth?
Yeah, so good question. And I actually have, it's in the back of my book, Has God Spoken? But you can also find it on the web at equip.org. I have a legacy reading plan. And in that reading plan, what I point out is that the plan is unique. It's unique in that it requires you to process books of the Bible rather than piecing together bits of books. And the goal is to comprehend, of course, the essence of God and the essence that God is communicating by reading each biblical book as a whole. And then I point out, and this is specifically with respect to your question, that the exceptions are Psalms and Proverbs. Psalms, of course, is a hymn book. It's a devotional guide for ancient Israel. And so our goal is to meditate on three individual Psalms each week. Again, as a hymn book, as literally songs that you can sing. That's what happened in temple worship. And in the same sense, what you can do, and by the way, in doing that, you progress through the book of Psalms every year because it's 150 Psalms. The book of Proverbs, I talk about being replete with principles for successful daily living, and so the legacy reading plan is one chapter of Proverbs each day, progressing through Proverbs once a month. So the idea is to go through the book of Psalms once a year, as literally a songbook, and then to go through the book of Proverbs once every month, because every single principle and maxim for successful daily living is encapsulated in the book of Proverbs.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Hank, and I've been praying for you, and hopefully you can be on the air for many years, many decades more.
Well, thank you. And do remember that for everybody listening in, we not only do the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but we now do the Hank Unplugged podcast as well. And as you're listening in right now, I did a conversation with Oz Guinness on Hank Unplugged, and it was with respect to his latest book, Last Call for Liberty, although we talked about many other things as well, including what's happening in China with the persecution of Christians, as well as what's happening in the Levant. But that Last Call for Liberty podcast is now available on equip.org, iTunes, or wherever else you get your favorite podcasts. I have always devoured everything Oz puts into print, and his most recent piece of penmanship is must-read material for everyone who is concerned about the future of America. And before anyone's alarm bells begin to ring, let me put to rest the idea that this is a partisan puff piece. It's anything but that. Last Call for Liberty is a work of serious scholarship by an apologetic titan of our time. And I don't think I'm using hyperbole when I call him an apologetic titan. And he's doing that to set the record straight concerning the real issues at stake in our current climate of division, a division that Oz has called the biggest crisis since the Civil War. And these aren't merely competing visions for the future of America, but he's talking about competing visions of freedom itself. America is the greatest experiment of freedom the world has ever seen, but unfortunately, the future of our freedom is falling prey to totalitarian tendencies and to post-truth proclamations of a people that are a product of the sexual revolution, of a people more concerned with what feels good than concerned about timeless truth. We have become so accustomed to liberty that we're unaware of just how rare a genuinely free society is. And Oz says that after reading The Last Call for Liberty, and I'm inclined to agree that the future of America is actually the future of the world. What will become of America the beautiful is the real operative question. And so, again, I urge you to listen to my critically important conversation with Oz Guinness on Hank Unplugged and find out. All of the Hank Unplugged episodes you can find on the web at equip.org. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to David next in Mission, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, David.
Oh, hey, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take my call.
You're most welcome.
My question is, in vitro fertilization, is that another form of abortion?
Well, it certainly can be, because there are many, many moral concerns associated with using biotechnology in place of natural means of procreation. The fertilization of an egg in a glass dish can lead to viewing children as products to be made and disposed of rather than gifts from God. And it's already being used in the production of genetic selection of designer babies. And so it's imperative that we guard against subtle shifts, in thinking that ultimately lead to the erosion of our Christian perspectives. If in vitro fertilization is used at all, the sperm and the egg must come from the husband and the wife committed to raising the child, I would say. And the potentially disastrous consequences of third-party involvement are demonstrated in biblical lives, Abram, Sarai, Hagar, etc. And then I would also say this. It's an established scientific fact that human life begins at conception. An embryo has a distinct human genetic code. It exhibits metabolism, development, as I've said many times, the ability to react to stimuli, cell reproduction, and so forth. And therefore, and this gets into the essence of your question, discarding embryos or destroying them through experimentation is the moral equivalent of killing innocent human beings. So yes, abortion. And freezing embryos is likewise, I think, morally objectionable. And thus, if in vitro fertilization is used at all, no more eggs should be fertilized than the couple is willing to give a reasonable chance at a full term of life. I've written about my views in this regard in some detail in a book called The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, which you can find on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Thank you so much for your call. We are coming up to station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, this is the last month of the year, newsflash, but this is a month of the year that is so strategic for the ministry of the Christian Research Institute financially. If you can give, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. It would be deeply appreciated this month as never before. We'll be right back.
The American Republic is suffering its biggest crisis since the Civil War, with competing visions of freedom pushing us to the precipice of cultural self-destruction. Will the Constitutional Republic be restored or replaced? In his new book, Last Call for Liberty, Oz Guinness explains that America has become a house divided, and Americans must make up their minds as to which freedom to follow. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, supreme being condescending to become one of us. Perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org.
America is running out of time. A republic is suffering the biggest crisis since the Civil War, with competing visions of freedom pushing us to the precipice of cultural self-destruction, and the roots of the crisis run deeper than many realize. In his new book, Last Call for Liberty, Oz Guinness explains that America has become a house divided, and Americans must make up their minds as to which freedom to follow. Will the constitutional republic be restored or replaced? Guinness provides a stirring vision for faithful citizenship and renewed responsibility for a nation in need and a world that is watching. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.
Hank Unplugged is a new podcast brought to you by the Christian Research Institute. For decades, millions of listeners at home and abroad have enjoyed the answers and insights of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, listeners can hear Hank Hanegraaff as he takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in free-flowing, stimulating discussions on critical issues with some of the brightest, most interesting people on the planet. Hank Unplugged is a podcast designed to range further and dive deeper into both perennial and contemporary issues of interest to thinking Christians. To join the conversation, subscribe to Hank Unplugged on iTunes, equip.org, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And make sure you're a part of the conversation. It's a new channel of quality content that serious kingdom change agents won't want to miss. Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. The quote of the day is from the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, where Paul says, as you Philippians know, in the early years of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I'm amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Here, as with the quote of the day on yesterday's broadcast from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul is commending the Macedonian believers for supporting a ministry that in embryonic form formed the greatest mission-sending force in the history of the world. Again, the genesis of the Macedonian churches was in the conversion of Lydia, the first convert in Western civilization. And so you can see the significance of people who were giving out of their own need and struggle. And I suppose in many ways we've abdicated our responsibility to communicate a proper theology of giving. Oftentimes it's perverted into a giving-to-get motif, and that is never the purpose of giving. It is not to get. It is to do what Jesus Christ informed us to do, and that is to lay up treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Honor the Lord from your wealth, says Solomon, and from the first of all your produce, and your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. So when we ask you to give, don't give out of necessity or out of duress. Well, I got to do this. No, do it with a grateful heart. Do it because of a conviction that you're not giving to a ministry, but through a ministry touching the lives of people, people that you will know throughout eternity. So again, as I ask you to support this ministry, it's not out of necessity, but out of a willingness to invest in the kingdom of God, to put the first things first. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as I was just talking about giving, I was quoting Solomon, of course, and I've said this before. In fact, I was talking to Michael in the first segment of this broadcast, Michael from Nashville, who has become a new support team member. But we were talking about the significance of working through the book of Proverbs once a month. Well, I just quoted Solomon from the book of Proverbs, when I said, honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats overflow with new wine. And the point here, as I alluded to in the first segment, is that every single principle, every maxim for successful daily living is encapsulated in the book of Proverbs. The key word in Proverbs is wisdom. What does that mean? Well, it means the ability to live life skillfully. The fear of the Lord, says Solomon, is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And as such, the choices we make in our life, they reflect whether we are truly wise or whether we're merely wise in our own eyes. Proverbs provides God's detailed instructions for his people to deal wisely in the practical affairs of everyday life. It deals with how to relate to God, how to relate to parents, children, neighbors, even the government. So what you have in Proverbs is a form of wisdom literature. And I suppose I'm expounding on this for a purpose. We're about to approach a brand new year. And as you do, if you're like me, you set New Year's resolutions. Well, one of those resolutions ought to be working through the book of Proverbs once a month, every month, for 12 months. And you will start to do what Michael said he was doing. You will start to assimilate the wisdom of Proverbs so that you not only mind the Proverbs and meditate on them, but you actually begin to memorize them. This is wisdom literature. It's a combination of poetry and parables, pithy questions, short stories, wise maxims. And what's so cool about it is it is all presented in strikingly memorable format. Now, again, the Proverbs were authored by some of the wisest men who ever lived. You think about Solomon. He represents the pinnacle of Israel's wise men. But there were others. Augur, Lemuel. And as a young man, thinking about Solomon as a newly crowned king, remember what Solomon did. He humbly requested that God grant him wisdom and grant him understanding because he was to lead the children of Israel. And he wanted to do that with wisdom, with discernment, with knowledge, with understanding. And of course, as we read the biblical text, 1 Kings chapter 3, I believe, God granted wisdom to Solomon. And in addition to wisdom, great riches and honor. And I think immediately when I say that of what we read in Proverbs chapter 3, how blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for its profit is better than a profit of silver, and its gain than fine gold. She's more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her. And happy are all who hold her fast. And even that phrase, tree of life, is pregnant with meaning. You think about the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, also the tree of life in the Edenic Garden. But the tree of life is talked about by Solomon. And it is as though when you see the tree of life pictured in the Bible, you see it standing on the fulcrum of history. And on it, the Prince of Life stretches one hand towards the Edenic Garden, the other towards the Eternal Garden. And so the eternality that the first man lost as a result of sin, the second Adam gained as a result of the salvation that he provided in incarnation. And if you think of the great arc of history, it doesn't just span the fall to redemption. It actually spans creation to deification, meaning that we were created, Adam was created, for union with God. That's what the tree of life would have provided. And that is what it will again provide through the tree of life that stands on the fulcrum of history in the eternal garden. For if you read the last book of the Bible, you know, it's where the angel shows John the river, the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in that city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. In other words, deification, being a partaker of the divine nature, as Peter puts it, is not something that is achieved, but something that we continually have the opportunity for all eternity to experience. From one mountain peak of glory to another, this is the large span of history, from creation to deification. I'm writing about that in a book right now, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. We are out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, my thanks to all of you who are standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You're making a difference in the lives of people all over the globe. I heard so many testimonies from people concerning the impact that you are making through this ministry. God bless you as we approach the celebration of the first advent of Christ and anticipate the second. So long for now.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Stock markets may soar, stores may be packed, and the entertainment industry may hum with headlines, but don't be deceived. Radical anti-democratic movements are being fomented and funded on both the left and the right. Americans are angry at other Americans, strenuously struggling for what both sides believe to be the soul of the republic. Our society's conflicts are rooted in two rival views of freedom, one embodied in 1776 and the ideals of the American Revolution, and the other in 1789 and the ideals of the French Revolution. Americans must choose which view of freedom to follow. Don't miss Oz Guinness's essential new book, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. To receive your copy of Last Call for Liberty, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org.